Gigs. Hey, Tom.
Well, good afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're having a good day. I'm just headed down to take Bernice to an eye appointment. I hate going out at this time of day, but in this case, I don't have a choice.
Sometimes we just got to do what we got to do. But I can't talk long. I just didn't want to leave you hanging. I'm at my next stop to say hello to you and Miss Bernice.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. We've been trying to put a core aerator thing together today, and we got down to the wheels, and for some reason now we're stuck. So I'm going to get my mechanic neighbor, Tim, to come over and put his Mark II eyeball on it. You have a good day, Patrick. This is NGRLTR73.
Miss Bernice and Tom, y'all take care, and I'll keep an ear out for y'all later. KO4HX, clear.
W4MKH monitoring.
MK, and I didn't get if that was an alpha or a hotel. This is NGRLTR. My name's Tom.
Well, the hotel at the end of that, Tom. Yeah, I think we talked the other day for a little bit on the repeater. Were you on the net last night? I'm trying to find out who the net control was. I'm not that familiar with everybody's voices, so I still have to do lookups and ask questions.
I was not. Bernice says it would have been Gary. It's Wednesday night, KI4DUS.
I gotta love the dip dots there. So that would have been Gary, you say? Okay, I'll try to get hold of him. I had a question about something that was on the swap meet last night, and or whatever you guys are calling that. So I'll look him up and try to find an email and get hold of him. If not, maybe I'll catch him on the net tonight. You guys are heading into do something in Greenville?
I'm assuming that you're on EchoLink with that squelch tail there. Losing my mind. I'm trying to think about a turn here. We're headed down to what they call the Clemson Eye Clinic. Bernice has got a little problem with something on her eye, and we're getting it looked at. And she had cataract surgery back in April and laser surgery, and everything's been just fine. But they don't think this is anything that needed emergency treatment, so we had to wait a few days, but they got us in about 3 days, so that's pretty quick for doctors nowadays.
Yep, roger that. Sorry, I am on EchoLink, so I'm having to wait for things to time out and EchoLink to catch up with. Seems like we got some network latency or something. Let's see. You live over there west of Greenville, though, don't you? I've got a house that I'm kind of interested in, at least off the internet, up there in Cleveland area. Can you tell me anything about the Cleveland area up there and what that's like?
I can't remember your name, but Bernice remembered you. And not your name, but you're from Florida and down around the Jacksonville area, as I remember. And the west side of town I'm not familiar with, but I know there'd be a million people on here that are. And Gary, he's been here forever. We're northeast. We're between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, about 14 miles northeast of downtown Greenville, and it's a beautiful area up there. The west side of town, it depends seriously on Woods Park.
Roger on that. Yeah, I'm from Jacksonville. The name down here is Marshall. Still looking for houses up there. I don't know how long that's going to go on. It's kind of hard to hunt for a house from Florida because you find something you really like, you have to, like, drive up there to see it or buy something sight unseen. And so I'm not wanting to do that. Well, I'll let you get back to your driving. You'll kick off an email here to Gary, and you know, we'll talk to you, I guess, further down. Maybe I'll catch you. I'm trying to get your call sign here, Tom. N4OTR. That's you, right, Tom?
Yep, I'm an N0 Tango Radio, November 0 Tango Radio. I'm 73 years old, Marshall, and was in Kansas for many, many years, 62 and a half to be exact. So I'm not as familiar. We've been down here about 11 years. Look up the O'Neill edition, O-N-E-A-L edition, and then look around that area. Or go to my, whoa, I've got to stop here. Got a yellow light. They run all those up here, by the way. You can go to QRZ, look up my call sign, and then go to a satellite, and you can zoom down and see about where we are, and then use your minus and plus to run in and out to look at the area. O'Neill Edition is fairly new. Their starting prices are somewhere in the 200s and up to the more luxurious ones of about 350 or so. But it's a very nice area, and those luxury ones are exceedingly beautiful. But you might like it there. It depends on your budget. There's one down to my daughter's house. It's also in Greer. It's in the Mahaffey Plantation. But that's above my pay grade. But it's really beautiful. There are horses and et cetera. But I think this area here in the Northeast would be most satisfactory. You can get a little bit of the country and get away from the populace somewhat over here anyways. It's up Highway 101, by the way. Go ahead, Marshall. This is N0TR.
Hi there, Tom. Yeah, I had your call written down from the other day, but I had N4 Oscar Tango Romeo, and that Oscar should have been a 0 and a 4 should have not been there. I got it straightened out now and found you over on QRZ. So that area you live in is called O'Neill Edition up there. They don't bother you for antennas in the yard or anything like that. I mean, I don't plan on putting up no giant tower, but I do have to string out some wires and stuff like that or stay off the air, if you know what I mean.
Enough area in that particular edition. I was just kind of giving you a location of where that new edition's at, but they got that HRO or whatever they call them, regulations and all that, and there's not much acreage with them at all. If you go up an IRA and then go northeast over towards Campobello or Landrum or Inman in that area, then you can get something with some acreage on it.
Okay, I'll pull up Google Earth and look at those up near your area up there. I don't need a lot of land, but I'd like probably about an acre to anywhere up around 3 to 5, if possible. But that's not set in stone. I just don't want it to be all wooded and stuff like that, nor do I want a whole of it to be in a yard, so I got to cut all that mess either. Just want somebody place where people leave me alone, and I can put up my antennas, and my wife can have a little garden out there. And that's our plans for what's left of our retirement years. I will say 73 to you and let you deal with that traffic up there and go look these things up. I appreciate the tips, and I'll go try to contact Gary there. So W4MKH, I'll be clear after your transmission there, Tom.
And you're welcome up here anytime. The area is really nice. Great people. That's the best thing about this area. Look out there where KO4NUE lives. They're building quite a few new homes out there, and I don't think they have those restrictions on them. We live east of O'Neill Edition. We don't have that restrictions. I have two different antennas. One of them's 100 feet long, and one of them's 200 65 feet long, and I go over four different neighbors, or three neighbors and myself, with that long one. So it tells you the grade of people we got up here. For the most part, I've never met but one old grouch up the road, and I don't know why he is, but he's just that way. I guess it's because the good Lord had to vent too, and he had to create a few alpha hotels, if you get my meaning. But we have very few, and this repeater's full of a lot of good people that will help you out. Marshall, have a fine day. It looks like it's starting to rain here a little bit, and I'll be clear. This is N0TR73.
N0TR, KO4NUE.
Hello, Mr. Chet. Now, Marshall, there's the guy that knows everything in the chat.
This is KO4NUE, Chad. I got been getting emails from you and talked with you on radio a couple of times, and I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, but if you don't jump in there real quick when Tom says he's fixing to leave, you never will get him. So, Tom, just hang around just for a second and let me not be rude to this man and let him have his last piece. But just hang around just for a second.
I'll be here. I'm taking Bernice down here to Clemson, and I can't go in, so I'll be sitting here in the parking lot here shortly. But I'm in the car, so no problem at all. Go ahead, Chad.
So I sent you a video on your phone, and you can take a look at it if you like. But I think we're good to go. I'll talk with you about the rest of it offline. But, yeah. So the other thing is when you get home, I need you to take me a picture of the antenna part that you need help with and send it to me. And I just need some more information on it. So just take a picture of it, open it up, take a picture of it, and send it to me, and I'll see if I can get the thread straightened out on it to hold the antenna staff. You understand?
Yeah, unless you're encrypting that, I don't fully understand, but you can call me in a little while.
Yeah, I'll call you here shortly. KO4NUE, I'm clear, and just want to let you know, I think we're good.
Outstanding, Chad. I'm going to have to put another star on the wall for you. N0TR, clear.